Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Britain's second most popular rock star back in the early 60s was Billy J. Kramer, right behind the Beatles. And before we talk to him, here's one of the Lennon-McCartney songs that was a big hit for Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas.
You're not bad to me.
Billy, you have a vague recollection of recording that one? You remember that?
Absolutely.
Nice to have you in Chicago.
Thank you. Yes, I remember it. It was a wonderful occasion. I mean, actually, it was John Lennon. I'd been doing a show with the Beatles in a place called Bournemouth, and John Lennon was backstage. He was reading a music paper, and we just got into the charts in the United States. And by the way, I've written a song for you.
So John wrote that specifically for you?
Yeah, and I... You know, he said, next time you're at Abbey Road, I'll come along. And I didn't think he was going to show, but he turned up first thing in the morning and sat at the piano and played me the song. And I thanked him dearly. And then he said, you know, I want to run something by you and give me your honest opinion. It was, I want to hold your hand. I said, can I have that one? He said, no, we're doing that one ourselves. But, you know, it's back then, I mean, it's more iconic to me now. Looking back on it, at the time, it was just like, you know, I was working with the guys all the time, and it didn't seem anything special.
George Martin produced many of your records, didn't
he? George Martin produced all my records. He produced, my first one was Do You Want to Know a Secret? Then there was Bad to Me, From a Window, I'll Keep You Satisfied, Little Children, I Call Your Name, George did all of them, you know.
Let's listen to a little bit of your version of Do You Want to Know a Secret, and then I have a couple of questions about it for you. Your version of that was a hit in England. How did you get to record that?
I was with Brian Epstein, was my manager, you know, as same as the Beatles, and he just gave me a tape one day and he said, I want you to learn this song because we're going to go after a record deal and you need an original song. And I routined the song with the Dakotas, and I put it in my stage, you know, I did it at the Star Club for a couple of months, and then I went back to England and I recorded it with George Martin.
The Beatles never released that as a single in the UK, did they?
No, they didn't. I had no idea they even recorded the song I had a hit with it. It was number one in some charts and number two in others. And then they brought out their first album, and it was on the album.
Billy J. Kramer, he has never stopped working. He's got a new song. We'll let you hear a bit of it in a minute. It's called Are You With Me? First, let me play my favorite, and then we'll talk about From a Window. And this is one that, again, you've got a lot of Beatle influences here, and I think this song just still sounds just as good and fresh today as when it first came out in 1964. Now, that's John and Paul at the very end of that song, right?
Me and Paul.
You and Paul.
Yes.
Yeah, McCartney on the very last note or two of that.
I was having a struggle that day.
A struggle? How so?
I think I had a bit of a cold, and, you know, I mean, when you were in the studio then, you did take after take after take, and I was feeling a bit jaded, and I wasn't really hitting it. So Paul joined me.
So now you're recording at Abbey Road. McCartney's there.
Yes.
Is it intimidating at all?
You know, it wasn't at all. I never felt, you know, John and Paul used to come to my sessions and they'd play me songs. You know, a lot of people ask me about, like, they talk about the demos. Do you know, there was never a demo. Do you want to know a secret? It was just John Lennon with an acoustic guitar. Bad to Me, John played on the piano. Paul, I'll Keep You Satisfied, From a Window. They came, and, you know, the thing is, I mean, they played the songs, and then George Martin would routine the songs with the Dakotas. I never, ever saw a piece of music.
Hmm.
They lent them, and then, you know, we just went for it and zissed them.
From a Window especially sounds like a perfect Beatles song. Why didn't they record it? Why did they give it away to you?
I don't know. Maybe they like me.
They must have, a little bit. Yeah. It's Billy J. Kramer. We'll continue here momentarily after a break. Billy J. Kramer, our guest, and during the break, Billy just told me, we were talking about all the songs Lennon and McCartney gave him, but there's one he didn't get. Do you want that decision back, Billy? Tell that story.
No. What happened was I just had a hit with the Bareback Rack song, Trains, Boats, and Planes, and it was the only time I ever asked. The Beatles always came to me and gave me songs. But I asked Paul, I said, you know, I really need a song. And he played me Yesterday. And I said, you know, Paul, I want to do something more. I want to do a rock and roll song. And I passed on it. And a few months later, it became the most recorded song in the world. Do I regret it? No.
Well, you had your share of hits, but you didn't get that one.
No, I didn't get that one. But you know something? I don't think I could have done it better. So that's another thing.
That's a good way to look at it. Billy J. Kramer has never stopped recording, touring, working. I saw him. I was lucky enough to be in London, went to Abbey Road, Billy's 80th birthday party. He played. He sounded fantastic. And Are You With Me is the new album coming out soon. The single Are You With Me is out now. We'll let you hear a little bit of that in a minute. You can also go to BillyJKramerMusic.com for more. First, though, I have to ask you about little children. I was reading something, I think it was from the Paris Review. They called it the creepiest pop hit ever. It was different. Did you have any second thoughts about recording Little Children?
You know, no, I didn't. I mean, it was a song that I was going through a load of demos, and I woke up one day and I played it, and it was just more human at the piano. And out of all the things I recorded, I just had this feeling, this is a number one hit. And I'll be honest with you, Brian Epstein, Dick James, and George Martin all opposed it. They all thought it was a bit near the mark. And I said, no. And I stood up to them and recorded it. And I'll be honest with you, when it first came out, it wasn't selling very well. And then I did this video with these kids in the park on the swings and roundabouts. It started to snow, and the video came out really great. And the record at the time, the Beatles sold 68,000 of I Want to Hold Your Hand, and I did 78,000 with Little Children after that video.
We're going to let you hear a little bit of Little Children. Not a Beatles song, but George Martin did produce it, didn't he?
He did produce it, yes. I didn't think it was creepy. I thought it was a great record. You know, I mean, Little Children and Bad to Me, the difference is, you know, they were on different records. Bad to Me, the B-side of Bad to Me was I Call Your Name in the UK. But in America, they released Little Children and Bad to Me on the one record. And I think they fought each other off. It may have gone to number one. It was still the highest entry in the Billboard charts at number 8, actually, from nowhere.
Here it is, the story of a clandestine forbidden romance. Number one in the UK 60 years ago today, and a top 10 hit here. That was definitely different, wasn't it?
It was different. You know, funny enough, I remember the review of a Melody Maker about Little Children. It says, this is a slow, ponderous bore. Well, let's face it, you can never tell. You know, I never thought You Want to Know a Secret was going to be a big hit.
Was it John Lennon who told Brian to sign you?
Yes, I'd done quite a few shows with the Beatles, and fortunately, John said, you know, Brian was putting together his agency at the time, and he said, you know, you should check out that kid, Billy Kramer.
And here's the latest from Billy. Are You With Me? Are You With Me, Billy J. Kramer? That's an appropriate bit of material for you at this point.
Are You With Me? Yes.
Yeah. Well, you still are. And it's fantastic that you're living in Chicago. How do you like our city?
I think it's a great city. I've had a lot of fun here, you know. I've been seeing all the sights and I've been going to Blackhawks games and stuff like
Good
that.
Good for you.
I've had a great time.
BillyJKramerMusic.com for more on what's going on with Billy. The new song available now, Are You With Me? And that's the name of the album coming out soon. And again, it was a thrill to see you perform in the Abbey Road Studios last August at your big birthday bash. And I don't know how you do it, but you still sound fantastic.
Thank you so much, Bob. That's a, you know, it was a very memorable occasion. And what can I say? What more can you ask for?
Keep on rocking.
That's it. Keep on rocking.
Stay healthy. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.